up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. It's another week. I got another stack of records. That means we got work to do. I have no plan for today. I already got 78s picked out. I'm in good shape. Are you ready to get things rolling? I can tell you are. Let's start out with Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra. In fact, it's the polka. And yeah, there's reason to uh-oh in this one, I'm telling you.
Tony had a girlfriend, they called her Patty Sue. And every Saturday night at 8, you could see them. Uh-oh, polka, polka. They love to dance, polka, polka. Then they romance. Hey! Patty Sue and Tony were so very much in love. Every time we watched from above, we could see them. Uh-oh, polka, polka. They love to dance, polka, polka. Then they romance. Now Patty Sue lived in a house, and it was made of glass. And every time she got in bed, you could see her. Uh-oh, polka, polka. They love to dance, polka, polka. Then they romance.
And just like that, another show is too far in. There is no turning around at this point. Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra and the Uh-Oh Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Glad you're hanging out here and tuned in for another show. I don't have any particular plan today. I can't even pitch anything coming up. I got a good 78 of the week ready to go, though, so look forward to that. We'll have a waltz in the show like we do every week. So glad you're along. Now, they generally, in the world of broadcasting, don't like things like gunshots in the songs, because, you know, someone might think it's something happening around them if they're at home or in the car or whatever. And they also don't like sirens because, well, we don't know, that could be a real siren and it could cause all kinds of trouble in traffic as people are looking for the fire truck or whatever that's coming. So I'm warning you now, this fire truck is in the record because it's the Fire Polka.
Fire!
Now, see, I could have been in that band. I could have been the guy that played the fire whistle thing, you know? Right? Wally's Polka Chips there. That had cleverly titled The Fire Fire Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're back for the week here. And, of course, tuning in, whether you're listening on a smart speaker or radio or an iPad or a stream somewhere or a download or I don't know. There's like a million ways to listen to anything these days. But anyway, been another good week up here in northern Minnesota with unusually warm weather, which I find acceptable, as we've previously discussed. And, yeah, it's been like in the upper 30s, 40s. They're even talking 50s now down the road here in another week or so. What the heck is going on? It's like we're getting April weather in February or something. Man, end of March, going into early March. I don't know. I'm waiting to see. Normally around here we get a great big blizzard in March. It always louses up basketball tournament time or something like that, high school basketball, or even hockey. They get the tournaments going, and then there's a blizzard. But I think it's going to be too warm for that this year. Woo! Crazy stuff. All right, I got the Selrutkoski Orchestra here, and you ought to love everyone, because that's what this polka is called.
Kocham ja brata i siostry też. Kocham ja babci, kocham ja dziadka, kocham ja wujka i ciotki też. I love my mommy, I love my daddy, I love my brother and sister too. I love my grandma, I love my grandpa, I love my sąsiadów tak się kocham. My cousin Johnny, my cousin Mary, my cousin Tony, I love them all. I love my girlfriends, also my schoolmates and my good neighbors, I love them all. Kochania wszystkim jest potrzeba. I love sincerely all old and young. When I grow older, love only one. Love one another, time will not wait. Loving your neighbors never too late.
Yo, love everyone, polka. Why not? The Selrutkoski Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and of course, brought to you in part by the folks at the World of Accordions Museum. Yeah, you bet. They are over in Superior, Wisconsin. If you haven't been there, odds are you haven't, because you're probably far away from where I am, but not necessarily. Anyway, you pay them a visit. We're going to be getting into the spring and summer travel season pretty soon. Maybe you're making some plans. You know, maybe you're down there in Florida. You're hanging out in Texas or wherever you happen to be this week, and you're thinking you're going to maybe head north and see what's going on up here. You might want to put that on your list. Imagine 1,400 accordions on display in one place, even if you don't play and don't care. It's a sight to behold. Let me just say that, all right? In fact, you get kind of a sampling of what they have on display in the museum if you check out their website. If you're doing a research project or you want to learn about the music and the people of the instruments, of the music, of the various places they came from when they arrived in the United States, brought their music with them. They got all the history on that sort of thing, too. They'll have concerts and all kinds of neat stuff. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You can find out what they got coming up as we get into this year's travel season. And maybe you want to bring a busload of people. They would like that, too, but they would appreciate if you sent them an email or maybe gave them a little jingle on the telephone first so they were ready for you. World of Accordions Museum, Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out when you have an opportunity, all right? Now, every time this record comes around, you know I'm going to play it. I never skip this one because it's one of those records that gets stuck in my head for a whole day, at least. And that always works out. It's Lauren Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, one of the, like, nine different versions I have of this song.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker. Oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Just another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
Just another polka.
Let's sing Lawrence Duco's polka.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my arm.
There you go, just another version of that song right there. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. And yeah, I like that song no matter who happens to do it, you know? And it shows how versatile different bands can be, that they can pull off all those different sounds, you know? I don't know. I will sing that to myself the rest of the day. I don't know. Maybe Don Peachy can knock that one right out of there. 1, 2, 3 for you, my love. Don Peachy in the orchestra.
Can't you see it's you I love?
There you go. Don Peachy and the orchestra. Of course, Janie is doing the singing on that one right here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We call it that because all the songs come from records, either vinyl or, of course, you always get in at least one shellac record in every show. That'll be coming up here in a little bit, too. Remember now, if you have a request or dedication, question or comment, whatever the situation might be, there are a multitude of ways you can get in touch with the Oompa Hour. You can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@AOL.com, or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/, that always sounds so mean, /Tim Zumpa Hour, all right, on Facebook. And you'll find us right there. If you want to get a request in, the sooner you put it in, the better. Like if you want it for somebody's birthday or an anniversary or something like that, because it takes me a while to find the right records, you know. Organization is not my forte. All right, let's have Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks tie string around your finger here on the Oompa Hour.
Oh, won't you tie a string around your finger so you'll remember me? Oh, won't you tie a string around your finger? Chance you see, there's so many others on this.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. There, tie a string around your finger here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That record was number B26. Now, the question is, now I'm especially confused. Because a lot of times they put a number on a record to keep track of where it goes in a library of records, like in a radio station, for example. Or you might put a number on the record so you know where it went in a jukebox. So I was immediately thinking, okay, B32 could be a jukebox, but the other side of the record is labeled B26. In no world does that make sense. In a shelf, you can't have the same record under two different numbers because they'd be four spaces away from each other. In a jukebox, I'm trying to remember, I guess it depends on the jukebox. The only jukeboxes I ever had were old AMI machines from the early 50s. And the numbers were next to each other for each side of the record. So you'd have like, you know, and they just had a number on them. They're like record 100 and 101, and that'd be one side and the other side. You have record 20 and record 21. It'd be one side and the other side. I don't understand how B32 and B26, B26 and it's B32 and B26. Man, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, Frank Yankovic at Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And as long as we're talking about Yanks, you know, Frank is not the only guy with Yanks. As it turns out, Al Sochek and his five Yanks are also Yanks, and they're doing Landler number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, you know what I want to know is they call it Landlord Number 3 because it was song number 3 in the songbook. That's what I want to know. It's like those old country songs from back in the 30s. You know, when you listen like old, I'm trying to think here, like old Jimmy Rogers tunes. Blue Yodel Number 9, Blue Yodel Number 2. You know, they used to just number everything. They couldn't think of the title or they're keeping track of the page numbers. I don't know. Now, this next record, I'm pretty sure this guy's never been on the show before. Found this record out in the garage a couple of weeks ago. And I'm not recognizing the name. I've never seen this record before. And so this will be an addition into the library. It's graduated from an obscure box in the garage to a shelf in the studio. Ooh. Roman Posetti. You think that's how you say it? P-O-S-S-E-D-I. I am not familiar with Slovenian style, though. And record sounds good. A lot of songs on here I can't pronounce. That happens. You got to expect that, man. Roman Posetti with his button accordion. You ready? Got him doing the rolling rock polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Oh, there you go. See, and now that's never been on the show before. Roman Posetti is how I'm saying that. P-O-S-S-E-D-I. Not sure exactly if that's correct. With his button accordion. So anyway, that was a good one. Roll a Rock Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's go to the Kreiger Brothers Orchestra now and the Guitar Polka. Simple title. And I think we know there's going to be a guitar involved. I should have warned you ahead of time to check with your doctor before dancing where they go double time at the half there. Cried Your Brothers Orchestra, guitar polka. I don't know, sounds like an awful lot of clarinetting to me and something called the guitar polka. I don't know what you think about that. Now, this next record has been confusing me for a long time, and it's just been sitting here. It's an LP, and what happened is somewhere along the way, the wrong record is in the sleeve. All right, it's the Joe Fedorchak Orchestra. And the band is correct, but it's the wrong album by the band. So, of course, I look at the back of the thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to play this. And then I pull out the record. None of those songs are on it, man. It's like, now what are we going to do? So and out of instinct, I cue up the Payroll Polka, for example, and I take a look at the record, and I'm like, that's not on here. But it's on the record. It's not on the sleeve. It's the wrong thing. Ah, it's messing with my head, man. Let's just play it. The Joe Fedorchak Orchestra. And this is the Payroll Polka. Did you notice how incredibly authentic that record was? Because, you know, it's all records on the show here. Did you hear how dirty and scratchy that sounded at the beginning? Note to self, this record needs to be cleaned before we play it again on the show. And I got to figure out where the right jacket is so the record is in the right sleeve so I know what the heck I'm playing. Anyway, it is the Joe Fedorchak Orchestra. That was the Payroll Polka. Now, a little bit ago, we played the guitar polka by the Kreischer Brothers Orchestra, and there was really no guitar in it. It was pretty much handled by the clarinet player. And now I have the Munich Trio doing the harmonica polka. And there are no harmonicas in this record at all. We'll be right back. All right, you got that? Yeah, sure you do. That is the harmonica polka, and I think the clarinet guy should have handled that, but it's the Munich Trio. Bowery Records is the record label, and a translucent red 45. A very festive-looking record here on the Oompa Hour. Now, I don't know about where you're at, but up here in northern Minnesota, normally it's wintertime now. You know, it's like 6 below 0, and it's been like 30 or 40 degrees, and you get a sunshiny day, and you know what happens? The insects start coming back to life a little bit ahead of schedule. And in the radio studio, I don't know why, there's a million little orange ladybugs. I think they're Japanese beetles, technically. I'm not 100% sure on that. They're not like regular ladybugs. And they fly, and when you squash them, it stinks really bad. And you'd be in the radio studio doing your thing, and all of a sudden come flying by and land in front of you. You'll find one that's only kind of half awake because it still thinks it's winter, crawling across some piece of studio equipment. And, you know, you might get 6 or 10 of them in a show one day. And what I do is I get a piece of scotch tape and I stick it over them. And then I squash them and fold it up and put it in the garbage. But they're all over the place. And I ran into the Frankie Zeitz Orchestra. And we have the Pesty Fly Polka. And these are really pesty ladybugs, but I couldn't find a song for that. So we're just going to go with the Pesty Fly Polka with the Frankie Zeitz Orchestra. So for the rest of you having problems with bugs coming back to life out of season, here you go. All right, there you go. See, the Pesky Fly Polka, but I think it was working just fine for the weird ladybugs that are all coming back to life. You know what I mean? All right, I still got to get, we have not even played a waltz yet, have we? Holy criminy. I'm really messing up. I got to get a waltz in here. I got to get our 78 of the week in here. I think we have the rest of the show already planned out, huh? All right, I'm going to go get the other turntable set up for playing a 78. And I could even tell you what I got coming up because I already got it picked out ahead of time. I'm organized. I got a RCA Victor 78 back in the 40s, I think. I got Lawrence Dukow, who we actually already played in the show, but I don't care. He's going to do more beer. That's our 78 of the week, so stand by for that coming up. I'm going to get that record player ready and get that ready to go while you listen to this accordion polka medley from John Jeske and the John Jeske Band. Man, somebody bring me a fire extinguisher, that accordion's gonna explode!
That was the Helena Polka. Here's one called the Kit Kat Polka. called Accordiana. The Just Because Polka.
John Jeske Band with John Jeske. That only makes sense. That's the Accordion Polka Medley. Nice that he shouts out all the titles for us. Here on the Oompa Hour, glad you tuned in for another week. Got to do a 78. I got to find a waltz. Oh, man, we're going to run out of time. I got to stay on task here. I got Lawrence Duke and the Red Raven Orchestra, who we did hear earlier in the show, but here's the deal. That one was a 45 on the Potter record label, and this one is a 78 on RCA, so they're different enough that I don't mind that I'm doubling up, because it's going to sound totally, it's going to sound like a 78. Are you ready? It's more beer! It's Lawrence Dukow.
When Gus and Otto get together for a glass of beer, the people know that there will be good cheer. They talk a while and drink a while, 'cause they are friendly folks. They smile a lot and laugh a lot and tell each other jokes. Then they shout, more beer, and they bang their glasses down. There's no doubt, more beer, and their troubles they will drown. And they never fear, 'cause there's lots of beer in town. So let's drink one and all with more beer, more beer. Gus and Otto got together for another beer. They laughed and joked and bent each other's ear. They talked a lot and drank a lot, for they were thirsty men. It wasn't long till someone yelled, set them up again. Then they shout, more beer, and they bang their glasses down. There's no doubt, more beer, and their troubles they will drown. And they never fear, 'cause there's lots of beer in town. So let's drink one and all with more beer, more beer.
Hey, set them up again. This one's on the house. Thank you.
There you go, Lawrence Ducal, Red Raven Orchestra. That's our 78 of the week. Great old RCA 78 for you here on the show. I got to get a waltz in here yet, maybe a couple of more tunes. I'll see what I can find. Let's do a Whoopi John waltz, shall we? Haven't done one for a while. Is it the Mauritian waltz? Is that correct? I don't know. I don't think I've ever played this one before. If I have, I'm certain I've mispronounced it previously. Dancers, if you're ready to go, it's waltz time. There you have it, our official waltz of the show there. A little Whoopi John for you here on Tim Zupa Hour. I'm going to try to sneak in two more records. Let's see if we can't do it, shall we? How about the Hello Mary Lou Polka, Walt Zeislik and the Musical Ambassadors?
My horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you, good and tight, that's all I. have you seen for me to say? Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I do, Mary Lou. We never part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
There you go, quick one there. There's a Hello Mary Lou polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. All right, hang on now. We're going to do this little thing here, and then we're going to real quick shove in the Buffalo Tones doing the Bouncing Ball O'Barrick. So hang on, will ya?
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, see, now the deal was here is I was just going to go cooking right in to the Bouncing Ball O'Barrick by the Buffalo Tones. See, I thought I could sneak that in here. And then what happened is I looked at the clock and I was like, yeah, there's really no way that I've got time for that one. So I promised you I would play it, but you know what? I just don't have that kind of time this week. I'm going to leave it on the turntable. I'm going to start the show next week with it, really. I promise. You'll see my vast organizational skills. All right, the Buffalo Tones will start next week's show. They're already on the record player.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.